It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back in. It's the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here. Coming back to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Still recapping Penn State, Minnesota. This segment brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Our friends there. Two out of the next three, two of the Penn State's last three games, I should probably say, are at home. Good opportunities to check out GoPSURV.com. They got some specials going for Indiana this weekend. Noon kickoff. Rutgers in a couple weeks. Two more chances for home games at Happy Valley. If you haven't taken in a home game using GoPSURV.com, I recommend you start today. If you go to GoPSURV.com, you can check out what specials they have to offer for the next two games. Penn State, Minnesota, not, you know, the warmest, fuzziest feelings coming out of this one. We ended the previous segment, Greg, talking about the defense, and I think some fundamental concerns that you can carry with you going into Indiana this weekend. Obviously, going into Ohio State, I feel like Penn State could probably play the soccer team and beat Rutgers in a few weeks. But the next 2 weeks in particular, challenges. I wanted to get into we didn't have time to play a clip from James Franklin talking about what Minnesota was doing that was giving them problems. But I did want to play that clip just for some context here on the defensive struggles. This is what Minnesota did that wasn't on film that took Penn State so long to adjust to.
Well,
just in general.
Yeah, and I don't know if necessarily the ones that you're talking about. They were going the RPO, which we know they do. They were able to throw the slant or the skinny post off the backside. That's what they do. They do a great job at it. You got to commit so much to stopping the run that you're one-on-one. I think their receivers are really good. We knew that was going to be a challenging matchup the entire game. That's who they've been. That's what you've seen on tape. The biggest difference was they played a much higher percentage of unbalanced early in the game, more than we had seen. And again, when they do that, you know, we were in a situation where we felt like we had to commit more to stop the run. You're one-on-one, and their receivers, you know, made plays. And he's very comfortable in the pocket. It's a one-man read. If he buries himself into the box, then you pull it and throw the slant on the backside. If he doesn't, you hand it off. And the ball's coming out quick. He's not holding on to it. And that's who he's been. I thought Coach Shiraka, their offensive coordinator, had a really good plan, called a really good game. Again, with all of that, we still had a chance to win the game at the end.
So the last thing James Franklin said there is absolutely true. We made mention of that, too. Like, a lot of things went wrong. You know, I think as he's getting into – and I believe I touched on this too, just all the problematic things Minnesota was doing, they didn't reinvent the game of football. They didn't really get really far out of character for what their offense was. I understand they brought a couple different concepts to the table and there were some adjustments that needed to be made, but none of that explains how easy it looked. Yeah. I mean, RPOs into slants and skinny posts is not – I mean, that's what football is in 2019 – like, I'm just not buying that it was that problematic. I think that you can say that Penn State didn't match up very well against Minnesota. I think that was a valid concern going into this, is that their secondary didn't match up with these big, strong, physical, fast, pretty freakish guys. But I put more on the bad matchup and Penn State just not playing all that great than I do Minnesota doing anything that special. They executed cleanly, and a lot of credit goes to them, but this is about Penn State, too, and they just weren't equipped to stop this thing.
Isn't it tiresome to endlessly hear that some other team had some amazing game plan that Penn State just couldn't have seen coming or couldn't figure out? Or, you know, and Penn State practices against this RPO stuff all the time, so let's not sit here and pretend that this was some, you know, some completely foreign thing that they saw. It's not like it's not like Minnesota lined up in the wing T and ran that for four quarters. They ran a style of offense that Penn State is very familiar with, that Brent Pry is very familiar with. And when executed well, it's very hard to stop. We've seen that work for Penn State, of course, the other way. And so I get it from that standpoint, but, you know, their coaches are their kids are on scholarship. So is Penn State. Their coaches are being paid to figure out the best game plan. So is Penn State's. And, you know, when it comes down to it, Minnesota did a better job of just about everything on Saturday, and Penn State didn't. And that's just what it comes down to. But yeah, it is. It gets a little tiresome, I think, to continuously hear James Franklin every time it's a close game or a loss, you know, for him to come out and say, you know, make it as if, you know, like you said, that, you know, the game of football was reinvented. It wasn't. And it wasn't something Penn State's never seen before. All this stuff that Minnesota did was on film. And again, they've practiced against a lot of this stuff since Joe Moorhead was at Penn State. So, you know, they got to move on. They got to figure out a way to get better in these situations, because this is not an isolated incident by any stretch of the imagination.
Quickly, do you, and I believe you mentioned it in this, do you believe that Penn State needed to sell out to stop the run to the extent that they did that? Are you, it's in Minnesota's profile to try to run, milk the clock, win the time of possession battle. I felt like there was a little bit of an over-adjustment to committing that many by, especially early in this game when they went away from that pretty quickly. And right. Penn State did a good job of stopping the run. What does that mean if you're getting lit up the way that they got lit up through the air?
Precisely. I mean, yeah, that's what it comes down to. It's just, you know, if you're going to sell out and stop the run that hard, that's fine. And obviously it worked. You know, Penn State only gives up, 121 rushing yards and an average of 3 yards per rush. I mean, you'll take that almost every single day of the week. But, you know, again, when they're completing, you know, every completion's good for 18 yards, it doesn't really matter what you do against the run. And they, again, just had no answer for that. You know, James Franklin said it after the game when he said, you know, who would have thought that we'd come in here and say that, you know, we had more rushing yards than them and that we still lost the game. And yeah, I don't think many saw that coming before this one started. But, you know, again, what it comes down to for Penn State is they didn't play their best game, especially defensively on Saturday, and they had 3 turnovers on offense, and they could have been a 4th. They're very lucky that KJ Hamler fell on that I think it was Ellis Brooks fell on Ellis that punt late in the game. Yeah, because that could have been a 4th. And it was not the cleanest game they've ever played. It was not the most successful game they've ever played. And, you know, the results show that.
We got some breaking news from you from our good friends at DraftKings. They launched an online sports book created by sports fans for sports fans, now available in Pennsylvania. That's right. DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sports book app. You guys listen to us. You listen to our betting picks all the time. Take those, apply them, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $500 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. And as we mentioned, we have been pro wagering on this show. Greg, you know, his life revolves around that. DraftKings, their sportsbook app has all the player props, game props, over-unders, obviously point spreads, special odds boosts every single day for the biggest games. It's a sportsbook right here in the U.S. You can rest assured your funds are totally secure there. Get in the action whenever, wherever in the Keystone State with DraftKings and their sportsbook app. Real quick to circle back just on, you know, the coaching staff. I know Ricky Ronnie getting a lot of criticism. I think a lot of that is unfair. I think a lot of when things aren't going crisp, clean, perfect, and Penn State has had offensive lulls in plenty of games this season, so everybody was kind of on high alert anyway. Then you have a game like this where Penn State churns out over 500 yards. You know, they turned the ball over 3 times, which that to me is one of the big issues in this game. I think in some situations they didn't execute all that great. You know, you have that first and goal where they went run, fade to KJ Hamler. I know you're looking at film again. You saw something on that play that might have changed how you evaluated it. But I think really on the coaching staff side, the offense and the defense, neither of these groups were truly ready to get out of the gates an early start time. Minnesota was the better team early, and then Penn State just didn't finish on plays late. And both of those things were difference makers. They could have gotten away with that sluggish start if they would have just finished on some of those plays late. Penn State did not have a hard time getting into when they were in rhythm, moving the ball and scoring points. It was just turnovers and some sort of ill-advised stuff. But I didn't put as much on Ricky Ronnie as I did just on the general sense that these guys weren't ready.
Yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of times for him to receive a fair amount of criticism. I didn't think this was one of them. I thought that there were a number of times he schemed guys wide open and either the pass didn't come on time or it was behind the receiver or the receiver dropped it or hit the receiver's face mask. I mean, what do you want Ricky Ronnie to do? It's not like he drew those plays up with drops in mind or bad throws in mind. They were, they did their job of getting guys open. And, you know, you can blame the red zone play calling all you want. Obviously, you know, throwing fades to your shortest receiver is never going to make any sense. But, you know, I just didn't think this was, of all the games to nitpick him and complain about him and, you know, all that, this one didn't feel like the right one. And then Brent Pry somehow escaped almost all fan criticism, which I didn't.
That's incredible, isn't it?
I can't understand that. Yeah. I mean, obviously this defense is really good, but if you watch this game and your main takeaway was Ricky Ronnie was the bigger problem on Saturday, I just got to question what game you had on the TV or on the radio or whatever, because, you know, the offense, again, if they execute a little bit better on the field, this is a game we're talking about as a Penn State win, I think. Defensively, it didn't seem like the coaching staff really had any clue how to adjust. I mean, obviously, they have to have their guys execute too, but, I mean, they didn't, and it took to the middle of the third quarter, and that, I think, in part, was more Minnesota saying, okay, well, we will run and try and run the clock out, and playing in the Penn State strength as much as it was Penn State, you know, really doing a lot of good things to get stops against the pass. Minnesota just didn't throw as much at some points in the second half. So, yeah, you know, we'll get the stock down later this week, but those guys have a lot of work to do over the next handful of days to get ready for Indiana, because they were exposed on Saturday. It's obviously shown on film now for all the world to see, and they got to figure out what went wrong and how to fix it. They don't have a lot of time to do it.
Real quick, I don't think we can labor the point too much, but the combination of Justin Shorter and Daniel George, this was a game where Penn State tried and needed more from these guys. Justin Shorter in particular, drop early. Didn't make a play on the ball on an interception. Dropped a touchdown pass a little later in the game. They need more. These guys are super young still. I get it. But you're going to start running out of time for excuses with them. You need to give them a little bit more time as a fan. But at the same time, they need to be better in on stages like this. Real quick, just to wrap things, can this Minnesota team beat Ohio State? Can they play with Ohio State?
Man, I don't know. I think they'll struggle.
We'll spend plenty of time asking if Penn State can. I wonder.
Right. I think they'll struggle too defensively. Offensively, Ohio State has the corners to hang with these guys. So, no, I don't think so.
Yeah, and I think defensively, I don't think we're looking at a very special Minnesota.
No, and it's not anything against Minnesota. It's right. Just it's a really good Ohio State team.
All right. We'll touch on this some more, looking at Penn State in the national playoff picture. College football playoff rankings come out Tuesday. We'll look ahead to those.
Breaking news, DraftKings has launched America's top-rated sportsbook app in Pennsylvania. Download the top-rated DraftKings sportsbook app and sign up with code KSN. For a limited time, all new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code KSN. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. See website for details. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife. My father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.